Hey guys, it's Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops, bringing you the transaction trends for January 8th, 2021. If you have not, please go ahead and subscribe to Brock Lesnar Hoops by clicking right there. You can click right there for me, subscribe, like the video. We're almost at 2,000 subscribers. And once we reach 2,000 subscribers, we're going to have a party. There's always money in the banana stand. That's what my shirt says. I hope you get the reference. If you do get the reference, comment below. It's not a hard one. Let's get right to it. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do these transaction trends and I'm going to go by position. So I'm going to discuss point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, and center, and maybe 5 to 10 of the top pickups that you can target in your league right now. Then I'm going to do timestamps in the description, so that you can look by the position you're in need of and seek that segment. And hopefully that's helpful to you and you don't have to sit through the whole video. And you can, if you need a point guard, you listen to the point guard session. Cole Anthony's flying off of waiver wires because of a string of injuries on the Orlando Magic. He's not a guy that's going to help your field goal percentage, but as you can see here, he got 32 minutes. He's probably going to hurt your field goal percentage, but he's going to get a ton of usage and he's probably going to get a green light to figure out the game. He's their prize rookie. Even though he's a little bit undersized, he's incredibly skilled. And something to keep in mind is Trae Young started off in a very similar fashion when he was playing with the Atlanta Hawks his rookie season. Just really tough field goal percentage, really low field goal percentage. He took a ton of shots. He would turn the ball over 5 or 6 times per game. But if you look at how he ended that season, he was absolutely amazing. His production after the All-Star break was comparable to Luka Doncic his rookie year. And I thought he made a very strong push for Rookie of the Year contendership. But at the time, people didn't really realize it. And now Trae Young, you need a top 10 pick in order to have him on your team. So we may see something similar happen with Cole Anthony, which is why if he's available in your league, you definitely want to strongly consider picking him up. Let's see here. Austin Rivers is flying off of waiver wires as well. The reason being, he had a really good game for the New York Knicks on January 6th. He hit 5 3-pointers, got you 2 steals at 23 points, and he got some high praise from Tom Thibodeau. So he's another guy that could potentially help your fantasy basketball team win some games. I'd say he's more of a 14-team asset right now to see if he can continue getting minutes in the 30s. He's been a pretty streaky fantasy asset for the majority of his career, but maybe he's reached a point where if he's getting that playing time, he has veteran savvy and he can help his team do well. Like I said, Tom Thibodeau sang his praises and said he understands what it takes to win. So when you have a guy like Tom Thibodeau saying something like that, we may see him getting consistent minutes. So being a coach's son, hey, he might be worthy of a pickup, especially if you're in need of that point guard depth. Bobby Portis, probably one of the best centers you're going to find on the waiver wire right now. Let's see what his availability is. Let's see if I'm able to confirm that. So here, let's see if we add him to this league, if I'm able to see what his ownership. So he's only rostered in 47% of leagues. That is way too low. In the last 14 days, he's performing at rank 38. Last 30 days, he's performing at rank 54, and he's not even owned in half of leagues. If he's on your waiver wire, now is the time for you to pick him up. And my bad, I went against my own rule. I said it would go by position. So let's go back to point guard. My apologies. I was just trying to figure out the roster positions. Tyrese Haliburton is not owned in as many leagues as he should be owned in. Let's see if I drop him here, what his ownership percentage is. So he is only rostered in 58% of leagues. So you're telling me he's owned in only 58% of leagues. So that means 42% of leagues he is available. Last 14 days, even with 2 missed games, he's ranked at 85. Last 30 days, he's ranked at 79. This guy is a nine category stud. Low turnovers, good steals, good assists. Reminds me a lot of Lonzo Ball, but I think he's going to have better percentages. Love him as my pick for Rookie of the Year, and I expect them to do really well this season. Shake Milton, someone I've hyped up a lot ever since preseason, had a really good performance. Seth Curry did not play. He tested positive for COVID and sat. And several players on the 76ers may be sitting. I know Joel Embiid is self-quarantining. He may be missing some time. We also had several absences from the Nets, including Kyrie Irving, who missed based on his own accord. We still don't know why he missed. But Shake Milton had 24 points, 7 assists. He only made 1 3-pointer. So I think this guy's a great scorer. And despite starting off pretty rough, he's currently ranked at 97. Really high ranking for him. I really value Shake Milton a whole lot. Hyped him up a lot before the preseason. Have him on several teams. Picked him up really late. And if he's on your waiver wire, which he's available in this 10-team league for me, let's see if I can see how he's rostered in only 33% of leagues. So very high chance he's available in your league. He's somebody I would go and pick up immediately because I really believe in his ability to help your team. Patty Mills, after dropping 27 points and 8 3-pointers, got 25 minutes on January 7th. And even though he didn't have a great shooting night, the 7 assists definitely stand out to me. And he still got 25 minutes with Derek White appearing to be missing some time. Patty Mills is somebody worthy of consideration on your team. Let's see. He's available here in my 16-team league, and I definitely want to try to pick him up. I would drop DJ Augustine for sure. Chances are I am not going to get him. These guys are on point. And my boy right here, GG Carrots, is probably going to watch this video and put a request for him anyways and deny me Patty Mills, but whatever. I don't care. He's the moderator of my Facebook Brock Lesnar Fantasy Basketball group, so I guess it is what it is. But what I wanted to show you is Patty Mills only rostered in 29% of leagues. So somebody that you definitely want on your team. If you're, I'd say 14-team leagues or deeper, he's not exactly a 12-team asset unless you really need the threes and the fact that he can just blow up any given night and get you 15 to 20 points. Other players that stick out to me on the waiver wire, let's see. Elfrid Payton, who we've discussed before, he's available to me here in this 10-team league. He's rostered in only 58% of leagues. So another guy is available in 42% of leagues. So if you're in need of a point guard and you can stomach his lack of threes and sometimes the fact he'll hurt your percentages, another player that I would love. And honestly, if he's in a points league, you definitely want him in a points league because the thick categories he hurts you in just don't hurt you as much when you have him in a points league. Jordan Clarkson ranked really highly, somebody I valued a whole lot before the season started. Currently ranked 67 according to Yahoo, and check out the percentages: 49.5% field goal, 92.3% free throw, and 2.3 three-pointers made, getting you over a steal per game. The assists are low, but that's not what you draft them. I normally tend to punt assist, and because of that, he became a really high target for me towards the end of drafts. I value him a whole lot, and he should definitely be owned in more than 53% of leagues. It's kind of crazy he's only owned in 53% of leagues. So if he's on your waiver wire, he should not be. He's not on many waiver wires in my league. I'm not sure why he's on any waiver wires. Someone you may want to send a buy low offer for is Seth Curry. He's going to be missing some time since he tested positive for COVID-19. Maybe there's someone in your league who does have Seth Curry, but since they have Seth Curry, maybe they have some other injuries and they just don't want to keep him. I have him in one of my leagues, as you can see there, and he's rostered in 76% of leagues. So not exactly a guy that's available on the waiver wire in too many leagues, but a desperate owner may be willing to give him up a lot cheaper than they would have a day or two ago. A really nice target, in my opinion. And if you do have Seth Curry and had to put him in the IR, then there's absolutely no reason why Shake Milton should be on your waiver wire. Ricky Rubio had probably one of his better games of the season. Even though he only scored 2 points, he did get you 10 assists, 5 steals. He played 29 minutes. And if he's on your waiver wire, which he's on several waiver wires, let's see if we offer him up in a trade here. He's rostered in only 54% of leagues. If you think he can keep getting playing time, and if Malik Beasley gets suspended, he's probably going to be getting playing time. He could be a sneaky option for you to get you assists, get you steals, get you some blocks, etc. Does anyone else stick out that we would want to target? Let's see, Patrick Beverley. Patrick Beverley has been having a pretty good season so far. He's been getting you some threes. He's been getting you some steals and blocks. Several games in the last four games where he got you at least two blocks. He's keeping his turnovers low. I probably wouldn't draft him in the 12. I'm sorry, not draft him. I probably wouldn't pick him up in a 12-team league, but I think he's worthy of consideration in 14-team leagues or deeper. And if he continues to get significant minutes and get you threes and steals, then he becomes a 12-team pickup. Who else can we discuss here? Tyus Jones. Tyus Jones continues to get a good amount of assists. The turnovers tend to be low relative to the assists that he gets you. I think he can help your team. I have him on some of my teams, as you can see here, and he's available in some, mostly my shallower formats. I believe this may be a 12-team league. Is there anybody that I would drop to pick him up? This team appears kind of deep. If I drop someone, it would probably be Bagley, but I just have really good point guard depth on this team. I feel I have five of them, and I don't think I have space to really grab another one. So if I did, if I needed one, Tyus Jones is a player I would not be concerned with picking up. Peyton Pritchard, someone who's available on a lot of waiver wires as well, though not as many as before. He's ranked 84 in the last last 14 days. He's only rostered in 16% of leagues. Kemba Walker still injured, and there's a possibility he could beat out Jeff Teague for that starting role. He helped them win a game the other day with a tip-in. So if you need a point guard, I'd say even in a 12-team league to see. He didn't have a great game by any stretch, but there's a possibility he'll get more playing time, especially with how many players on the Celtics are missing time quarantining right now, which we will definitely try to cover. Are there any other point guards that we want to discuss? Darius Garland is injured, so even though it would probably be difficult to get him in a trade, he was a sell high guy and maybe a little difficult to get too much from him as long as he's injured. But if you were interested in him, the asking price for him may be lower now than now that he is injured. So if you were interested in Garland, I would send out some offers now. So that is the point guard on the waiver wire. Let's discuss the shooting guards. And I will try not to cover any point guards we've already discussed, okay? I'll do my best. Justin Holiday. This is a guy on Monday's waiver wire videos, and that's why they're valuable. You could have picked him up on Monday, and I told you guys, pick him up. He had a really strong performance, and the Indiana Pacers play five games next week, I believe it is. Actually, we can confirm that right here. Give me one moment. I want to get that confirmed. All right, so I figured out what's going on. And it appears if I specifically in one of my leagues, it'll only show me who's available in that specific league. So I went into an account where there's no leagues, and then I get the full transaction trends. And that's what I want to bring you. So Danny Green, with all the players missing time, I don't believe he's one of the players affected by the COVID protocol. So Danny Green may have some short term value. So if you play daily fantasy, probably is going to be a sneaky pickup for you that you could probably get for cheap, considering all the opportunity he's about to get while there's players missing time. And he's available. Let's see here if I'm able to confirm. Just give me one moment. All right, so I'm not able to confirm it. I wish it showed me how many teams he's rostered on. I don't know why it's showing it. It was showing it the other day. I'm not sure why it's missing now. Definitely inconvenient to not discuss that. So give me one moment. So as you can see here, Danny Green's only rostered in 19% of leagues. So if you need somebody that has the ability to hit threes, get you some steals, and who's going to have some opportunity, he becomes an ideal streamer for the next few games. He has let's see when he plays. He plays on the 9th. So he plays on the 9th, and I believe he plays again on Sunday. So you still get two games out of him for the remainder of the week. What are some other shooting guard targets for your team? Eric Gordon continues to score in the 20 range. He's had a pretty decent season so far. They've been dealing with a lot of injuries, people dealing with COVID, things of that nature. So let's go ahead and make a trade offer so that we can confirm. He's at 60% owned, so he's available in 40% of leagues. He's probably a little more valuable in the points format, but if he's on your waiver wire and you need his scoring and you need his ability to hit threes, he looks like he's worthy of a pickup. Daniel House Jr. is dealing with a back injury. James Harden, no one knows what's happening with James Harden day to day. And Christian Wood is possibly going to miss the game. I do believe he's questionable as of right now. So Eric Gordon becomes a pretty decent streaming option, though I don't believe in his long-term potential. Markel Fultz is being dropped, obviously, because of his torn ACL. He'll be missing the majority of the season. If you have Will Barton, it may be time to consider moving on. He continues to get minutes. He had a really good game on the 5th, but followed it up with a pretty mediocre game. If you need a streamer spot, he's someone I would consider dropping. But keep an eye on him because he is getting minutes. As long as he's getting minutes, he will probably be better than he has been. Tim Hardaway Jr., after dropping 30 points and 8 threes, followed that up yesterday, had a three-pointers and 11 points, 4 assists. Like I told you, he's a really streaky player. He'll follow up a 30-point performance with an 11-point performance. Hurt your field goal, your free throw, though the threes and assist are pretty decent. He got you a block and kept the turnovers low. Let's check his availability. If you wanted him, he is available in 36% of leagues. So he's ranked in top 81 in the last 14 days. I do think he's more of a streamer, not really a permanent fixture, especially once they get Kristaps Porzingis back and he drops in the pecking order. All right, what other guys can we discuss? George Hill, I think, is a really sneaky pickup. I do have concerns about rest games, but he's playing with an Oklahoma City Thunder team that's just lacking in talent. They have a lot of talented young players, but they don't really have much of a veteran presence. And I think George Hill's one of those guys that'll get playing time just to help develop the younger guys and make things easier for him out there. He's not Chris Paul, but I think he could play a similar role in that regard. He's only owned in 29% of leagues. I know I have him in at least one 12-team league. I think he's definitely worthy of a roster spot. And we want to look at his average stats. He's hitting over 2 three-pointers, getting you a steal. He's keeping the turnovers low. His percentages are really nice. So that production is worthy of being rostered in more than 29% of leagues. So another player you highly want to consider picking up if he's on your waiver wire. Anybody else sticks out that we should be targeting? Let's see. What did Wayne Ellington do? Wayne Ellington had 24 minutes and had 2 three-pointers, a steal on the block. And I think he's a 16 team or more asset right now, especially if he's going to continue getting playing time. He got a start. Will he continue to start for the Pistons? Possibly. They have the injury to Killian Hayes. That opens up some minutes and opportunity. So he may be worthy of picking up, maybe even in the 12-team league if you're desperate for point guards. If you're desperate for threes. He's only owned in 2% of leagues. So he's in the past proven to be just a guy that can get you a ton of threes really quickly. His percentages are really nice right now. He doesn't do much outside of threes and scoring, but he's going to keep the turnovers low. So he makes a really decent streaming option, especially if you need the threes. Danny Avdija. Somebody I valued highly, but he has not 2 games in a row where he only got 16 minutes. He's droppable right now until we see his playing time go up. But right now, definitely not helping your team. Not a fan of the low minutes, so I've dropped him and moved on, and I would pick up any of the options we've discussed above. Derrick Rose, he's just really low rank right now, though some playing time has opened up with the injury to Killian Hayes, but he's just not a player I'm excited to have. Somebody else who may benefit from the absence of Markel Fultz is Dwayne Bacon. I was going to pick him up in my 16-team league because it's such a deep format. He's helpful there. He's not a guy I would pick up if it's not like an 18-team league or a really deep 16-team league. But he can score when given minutes. He has been getting minutes the majority of the season. He's kind of a one-dimensional scorer and doesn't do a whole lot, but when you're looking on the waiver wire, there's not a whole lot of guys in the deep league getting 25 to 30 minutes. And minutes are incredibly important because minutes equals production. Especially on the team that has the injuries that they have, he may jump up in the pecking order and get a few more touches. All right, now let's discuss the small forwards that you want to target. And again, if I discuss them in a different section, I won't be discussing them again. Sadiq Bey had 6 3-pointers, 20 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists in 24 minutes. He's a really young guy, but playing time has opened up on the Detroit Pistons, and they may throw minutes at him and usage at him to see what he's able to do. He definitely performed on January 6th. Let's see what leagues he's available in. He has really low ownership, so he's more of a really deep league roster kind of guy, like an 18 team or deeper. But he's only rostered in 10% of leagues, which is a little high. I'm kind of surprised he's that high. I would have expected it to be lower. Justin Holiday. I want to check something with Justin Holiday. I want to see what his ownership is at now, because it was only at 14%. So it's gone up 7% since I talked to you about him on Monday. That's still incredibly low. He's ranked number 54 in the last 14 days. And I believe the Pacers play 5 games next week. So Justin Holiday should not be on your waiver wire. If he is, you have to pick him up, especially with those 5 games played next week. Why? Let's see his average stats. 1.8 threes, 1.4 steals, only 1.1 turnovers. He's not going to wow you with the scoring, but you need to get that out of your head. Look at the categories he is helping you in. He's helping you in so many categories. And the only real category you could say he's not helping you in are the low rebounding and the low assists. But he's really contributing across the board, helping your percentages. A player I value a lot and one of my favorite streamers for the last few seasons. Nicholas Batum, what's his availability? Nicholas Batum is available in 67% of leagues, and he's also been crushing it. He's currently ranked 38 according to Yahoo, and he hit 3 3-pointers at 13 points, 5 rebounds. He plays again tonight and plays again on the 10th. So he's somebody you want to pick up. He's been having a strong season. He's been a proven fantasy contributor in the past, and it looks like he's getting usage and minutes on his new team. So definitely pick him up. He's worthy of strong consideration on your roster. CeeDee Osman, going to hurt your field goal percentage, but wouldn't pick him up in a 12-team league, but 14 teams or more where the waiver wire is bare. He's gotten you 7 assists 3 games in a row. The Cavaliers are dealing with several injuries, so right now I think he makes an ideal streamer. He has a game on the 9th, and I do believe, let me check when the 11th is. The 11th is on Monday, so you only get one more game out of him. So if you need him for that one game, you strongly want to consider picking him up. Darius Bazley has had a lot of hype and probably not on a ton of waiver wires, but he's still available in 35% of leagues. So if he's available and you're in one of those 35%, pick him up and see if he can continue rolling. He's had a couple of strong games in a row. 19 points, 16 points, 20 points is getting you rebounds, getting you some steals. I worry about his percentages and his turnovers, but as long as he's hot, you want to continue rolling him out. Any other small forwards we can discuss? Dorian Finney-Smith, another sneaky pickup that can also help your team. He only has one game left, but if you see here, he reminds me a lot of Justin Holiday and their ability to help you in multiple categories, but somehow always be on the waiver wire. How many teams is he owned then? Let's check. He's only owned in 11% of teams. So for a guy ranked 82 the last 14 days and ranked at 74 the last 30 days, he's worthy of a streamer spot. At the very least, I know I picked him up in one of my leagues. I picked him up in my Wakanda Panthers, which is a league I'm doing pretty well in. See, so I'm winning the week, and his contributions definitely helped. And I have dead weight on my bench in the form of Hassan Whiteside getting me 0 production. So definitely was happy to pick him up and what he's been doing for my team since I picked him up. And he's going to remain on my team as long as he can continue to just give me that across the board production. Doesn't wow you in any one area, but he just helps a little bit in several areas. Eric Bashaw got 20 minutes on the 6th at 19 points. What is his availability? His availability is 10% of league. So I think he's more of a deep league guy if you need the threes and the scoring with decent efficiency. He kind of reminds me of a poor man's TJ Warren in the sort of fantasy production that he provides you. Rudy Gay continues to have a pretty strong season, currently ranked 95 according to Yahoo. His availability, he's available in 72% of leagues. So if you want to ride his hot hand and think he can continue getting minutes, continue getting threes, getting you around, you know, some scoring in the teens, and he's keeping his turnovers low, those are all raising his valuation. I would pick him up even in a 12-team league. He's a great streamer, especially only rostered in 28% of leagues. Terrence Ross's ownership has to be pretty high right now. I have him in this league. It's a 10-team league. He's rostered in 71% of leagues. So he's not available in a ton of leagues, but still, if you happen to be in one of those 29% of leagues, pick up Terrence Ross immediately. He's going to be one of the main beneficiaries of the injury to Markel Fultz. He's been having an amazing season, and I think he'll continue producing for you. Looks like he's taking the leap, and I'm excited to have him on that team. Wish I would have had him on a few more. Brandon Clark got 30 minutes on January 7th, had 14 points, 9 rebounds, and I picked him back up in Lenny My Boy after dropping him. Even though his ranking isn't the best right now, I'm really banking on his upside. He's available in 29% of leagues, and I would pick him up maybe for the long-term potential he presents, especially if you're a Jaren Jackson Jr. owner. If Jaren Jackson Jr. continues to be injured, or he comes back and gets injured again, I think Brandon Clark is going to benefit tremendously for that. And I still think he can play significant minutes even with the team healthy. He hasn't had a great season so far, but I believe in his ability to improve. Joe Harris, this guy is not owned in enough leagues. I had him in my Wakanda Panthers, and I'm upset I dropped him. I should have kept him. But right now, ranked 45 in the last 14 days. He's only owned in 66% of leagues. For a guy ranking in the top 45 the last 14 days, what are his stats? He gets you over 3 three-pointers a game, okay? And his percentages, the free throw percentage isn't great, but he's only drawing 0.9. But his field goal percentage is 52% for a guy getting you over 3 threes, getting you 15 points. People said he didn't deserve his contract, and I disagreed, and so far he's been proving me right. And he had a really strong game with no Kevin Durant or no Kyrie Irving. So this is not a guy that needs them. He doesn't need them in order to produce. So imagine when he does play with them, the amount of space he has to operate. I just love Joe Harris. I picked him up so late in the teams I have him. And there was a team, it was this one. I was still able to pick him up off the waiver wire on Monday. People tend to underrate him severely. You should not be one of those people. Norman Powell's coming off some waiver wires. Not sure why. He still had a very rough shooting performance. He reminds me of Patty Mills, honestly. He's like a shooting guard version of Patty Mills. Sure, he might blow up on occasion, but he just does not much else outside of that. Can hurt your field goal percentage and just get you a decent amount of threes. I don't care for him much. Keldon Johnson, after his second rough game in a row, he may be pretty available in a trade. With these, I don't want to call him a no-name guy, but he wasn't a household name before a few weeks ago. Once they start stringing together a couple of rough performances, the owners start feeling like, oh no, I have to get rid of them while they still have value. So this may be your opportunity to send a buy low offer. Do you have a guy you don't value too much on your roster? Send them off for Keldon Johnson and see if the owner bites. Josh Richardson, what's his availability looking like? Josh Richardson owned in only 64% of leagues, even though he's only at 128 over the last 14 days. I still think he's a guy that can be a lot better than he has been. And I think Kristaps Porzingis coming back can actually help him. So I've soured on him a little bit. He hasn't performed as well as I expected, but he still has some upside. And even though he's being dropped, he may be available in your league. And I still think his upside makes him worthy of a pickup. Dylan Brooks continues to have some rough shooting performances. I have him available in some of my leagues, and he's definitely hurting me. But the opportunity's there, the usage is there, and I expect him to bounce back. He's not going to cost you a whole lot, and he is ranked 111 over the last 14 days. He was doing better before that. And his numbers, if you ignore the field goal percentage and the turnovers, the 2.4 threes, the 16 points, the almost 2 steals per game, if he can continue getting steals, he's going to continue having a spot on my roster. Kyle Anderson is also being dropped in some leagues. He hasn't had the same performance as he was having earlier on in the season. Probably not a guy you're going to get a whole lot for in a trade. What is his ownership percentage? His ownership, he's owned in 69% of leagues. So if he's dropped in your league, I would definitely pick him up, especially again with all the injuries on that Grizzlies team. Slow-mo's going to have the ball and he can perform with the ball. Alec Burks is a guy I would consider picking up if you have a free IR spot. He was doing really well when healthy. He is not healthy right now, though. He's only owned in 47% of leagues. And that's one of those guys you throw in your IR. If he comes back and does well, you activate him and you have a great player. And if he doesn't do well, then you just drop him. Bogdan Bogdanovic is quickly becoming a droppable player. Only got 18 minutes in this one. And it looks like Kevin Huerter's eating his lunch. Bogdan, I think you should have come to Milwaukee, man. I really do. I'm not sure why you signed with the Hawks, but so far has not had a great season. And it's probably droppable if you need a streamer spot in 12-team leagues. Maybe if you're in a 14-team league, unless if there's nothing better on the waiver wire, hold on to see if you can do better. But I'm not big on Bogdan. I believe more in Bojan than Bogdan. Josh Hart had 10 points, 3 steals, missed all of his shots. More of a low-end pickup. I'd say at this point with production like that, keep him in a 14-team league or deeper. Probably not worthy of being rostered in your 12-team league. Lugens Dort, what is his ownership looking like? So his ownership is at 35% for Lugens Dort. He has a lot of opportunity to produce. He's getting the playing time. He's had a couple of rough games, but he's also had a really good game here. So if you want to bank on that upside and that as time goes on, he'll continue to improve, he's probably a lot more available to you than Darius Bazley is going to be. Let's see what Harrison Barnes, what his ownership is. Harrison Barnes is owned in 74% of leagues, so he's still available in a good amount of leagues. If he's available in your points league, he's an ideal points league guy, even though he's been a pretty great categories guy as well. DeAndre Hunter, what's his availability looking like? He's available in this 10-team league for me, and he's ranked 41 in the last 14 days. He's rostered in 70% of leagues, and I'm pretty sure it was a lot lower than that just a few days ago. Definitely pick up DeAndre Hunter if you have not yet, because he is helping your team win significantly. And let's see what his production is before we move on. So yes, he has ranked 48. His field goal percentage is at 51.1. 80% free throw, 2.3 three-pointers made, 16 points, half a steal and half a block per game. Really nice production from him. Love to see it. For Kevin Werder, this is a guy I'm telling you right now you need to pick up. What is his availability? I have him in this league right here. And he's only rostered in 50% of leagues, 66 in the last 14 days. And he's been a stud ever since his rookie year. And he's only probably going to get better. He's dealt with some injuries over those years, but look at what he can produce for you. 2.4 threes, 1.3 steals, only 1.3 turnovers, decent percentages, really valuable. If you have Bogdan Bogdanovic and Kevin Werder's on your waiver wire, I would make that switch immediately. Immediately. Anybody else we should discuss? Let's see. Did we get an update on TJ Warren? He's going to be a different man. So there is no timetable as of yet, but you may want to consider throwing him on your IR as quickly as possible because he can really help your team produce if he does manage to come back healthy. He may not make it back in time for the season, so keep that in mind. But if you have an open IR, he's worthy of throwing in there to see what happens. That's how you're able to build strong teams, by taking chances on guys when their value's at their lowest. And really, the fact that you can put them in an IR means you're minimizing your risk by picking them. Miles Bridges, he's been a pretty good shot blocker, though his game has been falling off the last few days. I understand if you feel the need to move on, but still do not ignore he is getting you some out of position blocks, which I love to see. And he's owned in only 52% of the league. So if you think he can do better, I would recommend picking him up, honestly. Is he available in any leagues where I would want to pick him up? Let me check. He's available to me in one league. It's my 10-team league. I don't think I want to pick him up there. Bojan Bogdanovic, continues to have some really rough shooting nights. He was killing it during preseason. He's kind of hurting me now. I had concerns about his wrist, and he did so well in preseason that I said, screw the concerns, Bojan is back. But it doesn't look like he's back completely. I think he's going to be better than he has been. He continues to get the playing time. It does appear he's losing some usage, though, with Mike Conley playing better than he has been. But still, I would hold on to Bojan. I would not drop him. He's not really, he doesn't have much trade value right now. This is a guy a year removed from averaging over 20 points per game, and he's normally way more efficient than this. So give him some time to, you know, play off the rust. Rui Hachimura, not excited about him at all. If you have him, I would turn that into a streamer spot. Kyle Kuzma, I picked him up in a 12-team league, and he responded with a double-double. It was a low-end pickup for me, but very happy with getting a double-double from him. He's probably owned in more leagues than he should be, just because he does have some name value being with the Lakers, as you see here, last 14 days. Rostered in 47% of leagues when Justin Holiday is only at 21. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but hey. Dellen Wright got playing time and laid an egg with it. And to think, I was almost concerned that I did not pick Dellen Wright instead of who I did here in my Dorian Finney-Smith. Instead of picking up Dorian Finney-Smith. No, I did pick up Dorian Finney-Smith, but I was concerned I wasn't picking up Dellen Wright. I used my last pickup on him, and I was wrong to be concerned at all, because he's been not that great. OG Anunoby had 3 3-pointers, 20 points, 8 rebounds. He's currently ranked at 85 according to Yahoo. Let's see what his ownership is. It's probably up there. Yeah, he's owned in 85% of the league, so he's probably not a guy that's going to be on your waiver wire, but if you have him, I would hold on to him for now, unless you get some really good value back in the trade. Cam Reddish, I've moved on from him. DeAndre Hunter and Kevin Werter are the young players you want to own on that Atlanta Hawks team. He still has a ton of potential, but he's hurting you in some key areas. He's hurting your field goal percentage tremendously, even though he's getting you threes and steals. 1.5 turnovers to 1.4 assists. Just very flawed guy. If you do want him, I'd say as long as he's playing like that, keep it to 18 team leagues or deeper. Maybe 16 team leagues if it's deep enough rosters. And that's not where I wanted to go. Let's go back to transaction trends. And let's discuss some of the available power forwards. Bobby Portis, we discussed him in the beginning of the video, but he is ranked at 56 right now. What is his availability? His availability ranked 38 in the last 14 days. Is there a good drop for me here? No, none of these guys are players that I would want to drop. But if he's on your waiver wire, which he should be in 53% of these leagues, pick him up. I dropped Hassan Whiteside for him in one of my leagues, and I think you should consider making that move if Bobby Portis happens to be on your waiver wire. Marvin Bagley had his best game, had 29 minutes, 21 points, 12 rebounds, hit 3 3-pointers, got you 2 steals and 2 blocks, showing that he does have vast upside. But do not forget the rough games he had as well, which is why his rank is as bad as it is. His dad demanded that they trade him, so something to keep an eye on there. Overall, though, he's more of a points league guy because he does hurt you in several categories. So if you're in a points league, absolutely pick him up. If you have Hassan Whiteside and Marvin Bagley's on your waiver wire and the only pickup, I would consider doing that as well. Cameron Johnson had 23 minutes, got 4 3-pointers, and he continues to produce well. We've been talking about him as a waiver wire pickup for a week or two now. Let's see what his availability is. He's only rostered in 31% of leagues, and in the last 14 days, Yahoo has him ranked at 69. So another guy that's worthy of a streamer spot while he's playing this well. Tristan Thompson is missing time because of quarantine and COVID exposure, and it's going to be happening a lot. We're still navigating this post-COVID fantasy basketball world, so I really hope your league has IR spots or you're going to be dropping some really good players. Jay Crowder had another nice game, and you see here, he's just very streaky. Good game, awful game. Good game, good game. Bad game, bad game. Good game. He's more of a streamer for that reason. So on any given night, if you want a shot, definitely pick him up as a streamer, but not someone you value as a long-term hold. Robert Covington is losing value quickly, and to me, that makes him a buy low target because I just can't help a feeling in my bones that this guy's going to be better. We've seen the same song and dance before. He's more of a categories league guy, but when he gets you a lot of threes, steals, and blocks, he becomes a points league guy as well. He's underperforming right now. He only had 23 minutes. I expect him to do better. The Blazers gave up first round picks to get him. He's going to get playing time as he acclimates to his teammates. I really feel he's a natural fit on that team, and he's going to be better than he has been. Definitely try to send some buy low offers for him, maybe for some guys that are overperforming right now. I would love to have Robert Covington on more of my teams. I have him on two, and as you can see here, I'm not moving on from him just yet. Kem Birch, a guy that produces some low-end value for you if you're in need of a big man in a deep format. We've discussed him before. He's available in the majority of these leagues. None of my deep leagues, but let's see. He's only owned in 4% of leagues. He's ranked at 118 in the last 14 days. So if you're in a 14-team league or deeper and you need some low-end big man stats, he might continue to get minutes, and he gets you a sprinkle of blocks, a sprinkle of rebounds. He's a guy that on any given night, if given enough playing time, can get you 2 to 3 blocks. Not consistently, but I've seen it happen, and I think it can happen sooner than you think. And as you can see here, he's got 23 minutes followed by 25 minutes, both in wins against the Cleveland Cavaliers. So if he's getting playing time, he becomes an interesting streamer. And if he continues to get 25 or more minutes, he may even become a pickup in a 12-team league. Though for right now, you probably have better options. Gorgui Dieng only got 18 minutes of playing time. I picked him up earlier this week in my Wakanda Panthers league. And the two steals is nice, the three-pointer is nice, but I'm hoping to see more than 18 minutes. It was nice seeing him get minutes in the 20s. But hopefully we see him getting more playing time. It doesn't help that the team wasn't winning with him playing, but still, he's a guy that even in limited playing time just puts up useful fantasy production for you. Anybody else we can discuss? Yes, Juancho Hernan Gomez looks like he's stealing minutes from Naz Reid. Got 2 3-pointers, 12 points, 6 rebounds, and he was a pretty nice fantasy asset last year, though we didn't see him start the year getting much playing time. He's available in the majority of my leagues. On the Rise picked him up in a 10-team league, so that shows you that he has some value. I don't value him that highly, but in a deeper format, if you need a big man that can get you some threes and some scoring, probably not a whole lot else, he's worthy of a flyer as a streamer. Davis Bertans, he's available to me in my 10-team league. He's owned in 72% of leagues, but I've seen him on some waiver wires. You can see you saw him there. This is a guy that can blow up and get a ton of three-pointers, and he's been playing himself into shape, and his games have been looking a lot better than they did to begin the season. So not going to be a great field goal percentage guy, but a guy you grab for his ability to play him at the center position and get you 3 to 4 threes per game. Once he starts doing that, he's going to be owned in a lot more leagues. So if he happens to be on your waiver wire, please pick him up. Willie Cauley-Stein got 26 minutes in a win against the Denver Nuggets. He got you 5 points, 9 rebounds, a steal, and a block. And in a deeper format, you may want to consider picking him up. I'm kind of upset I didn't pick him up here in overstated fantasy hoops. I saw him on the waiver wire, but I did not act because I already had somebody from that team that I just felt it was Maxi Kleber. Maxi Kleber's who I have, so I felt already got a guy playing that position on the Mavericks, and I didn't end up picking him up. So now I kind of regret that. But if you're in a deeper format and you want to see if he continues getting minutes, both wins, so something to keep in mind. Both games he's gotten the most playing times happen to be wins for them. So maybe worthy of a pickup in 14-team leagues or more. Maybe not 12-team leagues yet, especially once Kristaps Porzingis comes back. I can't imagine him continuing to get minutes in the low to mid-20s, and that could be sooner rather than later. Any other pickups that we want to see here? Larry Nance Jr., ranked 21 so far. Love that I picked him up in my Wakanda Panthers league, and I even picked him up in a 10-team league. What is his ownership percentage here? He's 77% owned, so people have been picking him up off the waiver wire. You probably would have to try to trade for him to see if somebody bites. So if you have a, you know, one of those guys that's performing highly, you can try to float an offer for him. But though I can't promise you that you'll get him. He's been doing so well. Anybody else we want to discuss? No, I think that's pretty good for right now. And I will point out, it does look like Aaron Gordon is out. So left hamstring, will not play on Friday. So that should open up touches. So according to Yahoo, Terrence Ross is a must-start player. Dwayne Bacon is worth a look as a streamer. Gary Clark and James Enos should play more too. Honestly, I think that could open up some playing time for Ken Burch. So Ken Burch, in my opinion, is somebody you should stream. I think he's going to benefit off of that playing time. And now, lastly, we're going to discuss the center options. Daniel Theis, quickly becoming a pickup because of all the players missing right now. He's available in Brock Lesnar Hoops Cash. So I'm going to pick him up here. Actually, I'm going to pick somebody else up because I have an available spot. But this is a 16-team league. I'm going to try to pick him up. But this is my subscriber league, so they're probably watching this. Another player I'm likely going to miss out on because someone watched my video and picked him up before I could. Maxi Kleber, who I discussed before, had 3 3-pointers, 9 points, 8 rebounds, 2 blocks. And his coach called him one of the best defensive players in the league. Bodes really well for his playing time moving forward. Maxi Kleber's a guy drafted a lot. You can see here I have him on at least 2 of my teams. Is there any other teams I want to pick him up on? Not any that I'm seeing, but still got him in my Brock Lesnar Hoops Cash League. And I have him in a few other teams. Any other pickups? Looks like we've discussed the majority of them. JaVale McGee, let's see what JaVale McGee did. Someone else we've discussed previously, JaVale McGee, got 17 minutes, high field goal percentage, got you a block, a steal, 13 points, 6 rebounds, and he hit a 3-pointer, something he continues to do. He's more of a low-end pickup because of his lack of playing time, but worthy of consideration in those deeper formats for his ability to get a high field goal percentage and get you some blocks. Definitely someone you can stream. He has a game tonight, and I don't believe he plays again until Monday. But just someone to keep an eye on if you're really in need of that big man depth. Montrezl Harrell, after 2 pretty boring games, may have a buy low window. I think he's going to be better than he has been. He's an exciting player, and I think he fits very well with what the Lakers want to do. So maybe send a buy low offer for him, and you may be able to get him cheap right now. Wendell Carter Jr., don't think he's available in too many leagues, but still, he had been underperforming. So there's somewhat of a buy low window for him. He's only owned in 80% of leagues. So not probably a guy that's available in your league, but still somebody you may want to consider trading for and buying low. Anybody else that I think can help your team here? I know Mike Muscala is probably worthy of a pickup in a really deep format. Played 21 minutes, had 5 3-pointers, 18 points. He is a guy you want to keep in mind for daily fantasy when Al Horford is resting, and it looks like Al Horford's going to rest 1 game of back-to-backs. At least that's what it looks like right now. So Mike Muscala becomes one of those daily fantasy plays on those days, and he becomes a play for you in your deeper formats. All right, guys, that is the waiver wire trends right now, and I went position by position. Hopefully you like that more, and I'm going to timestamp those as well. So if you want to go to a certain position, you can do that. All I ask in return, please, if you can, subscribe to Brock Lesnar Hoops. We're on our way to 2,000 subscribers, and I'm really excited to reach that mark. We've reached it so quickly after reaching 1,000 just last month. At this pace, maybe we could reach 10,000 before the year's over. Wouldn't that be great? But even if we don't, I value every single one of you. Thank you so much for watching. As you can see here, there are a couple of videos that you can check out. There's my most recent upload and the one that the YouTube algorithm thinks is the best upload for you, because Google knows all. Until next time, this is Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops. Don't forget to check the podcast where you can find it, www.brocklesnarhoops.com. All right, y'all. Adios. And don't forget, there's always money in the banana stand.